Hello, welcome back to Kiss Me Fat Boy, episode uno cuatro. That is 1-4 for you non-Spanish people. Non-Spanish speaking people. God, I fumbled.
Pico de gallo.
Anyways, actually, should this be episode 14 and a half since this is the continuation or what? Or part two, just part two?
Yeah, no, we're just going to go ahead and label it 14 because I don't want to do the 13A, 13B. It's just going to be 14. All right, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and go ahead and give the disclaimer. You as a listener deciding if this is a conversation or confrontation regarding the topics we addressed on this episode. So let's dive into it. First.
Hold up. I gotta get this out of my system.
I wanna give some form of transparency here.
Oh yeah.
We already recorded this second half. But because I was not in my right state of mind, I said some things that I probably shouldn't have. Nothing. I mean, there was some controversial stuff. You guys
and
probably
we'll just
would
leave
have
it at
up.
That.
Yeah, but I just didn't want to start something. Right? You know, there's nothing wrong with confrontation if you're addressing something. But I never want to be a fire starter. I'm not a shit starter. So that's just not who I am. So I just wanted to make that clear because I know this is rough for Gio because it was like over an hour and 10 minutes that we did that.
Actually, no, and we don't. We only did that in 1 hour. But actually,
no, it was 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm glad that we actually did it because so I have ADHD and I'd be forgetting a lot of shit. So yeah. I listened to the episode for the first time in regards to the one that we just recorded, then successfully released. And I'm glad that we did because now I actually don't have to worry about, oh my God, did I say that? Did I say this? It almost sounds like a broken record. So what I will start to say and to kind of set the tone is that we wanted to have a part two because the topic that we spoke about is more than just 1 hour and some 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a lot of responses that can be given, especially from aside from Ray, that's very monogamy driven, and somebody who like me is very open poly minded. So you got to give enough time to really deep dive into it when it comes to perspectives.
Yeah.
So what I will say, that way we can go ahead and start it off, is that what we kind of wanted to talk about at this point, with just being the type of people to just go ahead and address, like, hey, when people are in relationships and they step out, how do you proceed that? Especially when they go from being in a very monogamous relationship to not knowing what kind of relationship they want to go to next. Because, you know, a lot of people, like, you know,
they grow into that, right? They realize maybe I am a little bit more poly or open than I thought I was, right? I think that, and I just want to clear this up too, like I'm speaking more towards the millennials, because millennial and forward, because we are the woke generation, if you will. And then there's the Gen X, right?
The one before or after?
The one after us, the millennials.
Gen Z,
I'm sorry, Gen Z. So we're the Gen X, right?
No, we're millennials. The one before us is Gen X. And then it's boomers.
Okay, well, whatever. So Gen Z, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm speaking to the millennials and forward. You know, we're the woke generation, and then the Gen Z are the super woke, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that there comes a point in time where I'm not saying you have to be a full realized individual, because, you know, studies have shown, and it's a proven fact, that the brain is not fully developed until you're 27. So if you get into a relationship well before that, you know, you haven't really fully discovered, you know, to the full capacity of what you're capable of, right? Mm-hmm. 'Cause the brain is in charge of a lot of things, right? You know, developing, learning, retaining, memory, all that stuff. So it all falls under there too, even towards, you know, the sexual fantasies and everything. So I think that when you're growing up with someone and you've been in a long-standing relationship, and then you realize, hey, I think I may want to explore being open, because I think it usually falls under being open more than it does poly, right? Because, like, take example, someone like you are fully poly. I think there were steps to getting to that, but even I being your friend for as long as we've been friends, I'm just going to say 14 years because I feel like we've been saying 13 years. We run that shit to the ground. So we're moving to 14 now. Of 14 years, I always knew Gio was going to be someone who has to be in a relationship with another person who's either open-minded, like-minded, or even poly to entertain the idea of them having multiple sexual partners, right? So that's me looking at you when we were like, what, 23, 24, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I was like, what, 25, yeah. You were 23. So I knew then that I was like, that's where you were headed, right? Mm-hmm. But not everyone's like that. Some people just want to be open because they want to play, or they just want to be hoes. And that's okay too. You know, I'm not body I mean, I'm not sex shaming in any way. That's okay. But hey, the Ray. Thing is that what?
Okay. So the good thing about me listening to the other previous episode is let me go ahead and state the following, because I feel like we're getting completely off subject. In the sense of like, let's redirect it to we're not saying the same shit that we were saying in the previous episode. I posted this post yesterday and got a lot of positive.
I'm not as aggressive last time.
No. So. I didn't say aggressive.
No, did I know.
I'm saying
I was super aggressive last time.
I'm not talking about that episode. I'm talking about the one that we actually successfully released. The one that we scrapped. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyways.
Okay.
So I put this on my Instagram yesterday, you know, because the reality of it is the following. We are taught as kids what a healthy relationship looks like from a hetero's perspective. Newsflash, we are LGBTQ+ members who don't need to abide by that concept. Open relationships, poly relationships, monogamous relationships, all those other kinds of relationships can and should be championed to exist. So there are various relationships out there that can exist. I think, and I stated this even before in the successfully released episode, is that a lot of it starts at home. We are only taught a specific type of relationship, and then we're taught to just go out there and experience said relationship with whomever. But, you know, there is a such thing as being taught what type of relationship to chase, what type of job to have to be considered, you know, respectful in society. A lot of that
heteronormity, exactly. That's what they are.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So I don't want us to keep talking about polymonogamy. I want us to talk about relationships in general, because I feel like we're not doing a service. We're doing a disservice, actually, of speaking of the same type of topic without actually being more well-rounded. So, you know, you touched on it in saying that, you know, when as we've been friends now, you've noticed that I had specific mannerisms, right, that just necessarily didn't contribute to that of what you like to be involved in, which is a monogamous relationship.
Yeah, but, which I've never judged you for, and I've always
told
you,
you
need to find someone who's accepting of that. Because, whether you want to believe it or not, you knew, right?
No. So that's, again, I don't want to send that type of narrative out there to exist. It's not that I knew, because, again, this isn't as easy as you kind of, I think, make it to be. Now, I'm not saying that in a negative, aggressive way or whatever. What I'm saying is you have to go through hoops. You have to go through trials and tribulations to really dabble in relationships and have that experience to know, hey, you know what? I liked that in my relationship. Right? I wasn't really a big fan of that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I am now 32. So I've been sexual for the past 15 years. But in the gay world and actually experiencing things with other individuals in a club or bar or whatever scene, right? That's been 13 years, which is the exact same length that we've been friends. So I realize that there are types of people that I cannot actually date, regardless if they're like-minded. So a lot here lately, I've actually been conversing with, they're called sides, people who don't really find penetration, like they don't find the desire in penetration, whether topping or bottoming, right?
You think that's me?
Oh, I don't know. Anyways, but I, as much as I can find them attractive, we will never be able to even exist in a relationship.
Wait,
even.
Why?
Because to me, sex is very important in that sense. So while I may not necessarily...
You mean sex is penetration?
Yeah, sex is penetration to me. So like, while it doesn't necessarily need to be every single day, I can't be with somebody who that does, they don't find pleasure in that. Because to me, it's always going to be something like of a mental, like, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you shouldn't be forced to do something you don't find pleasing or desirable. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, as much as I would like to fool myself into thinking that, oh, maybe I just, I don't need to be involved with somebody who happens to be considered a side, because we're just two opposite ends of a spectrum to really even kind of move forward. You see what I'm saying? Because that to me is just more like a friend.
That word is really bothering me, because no, I'm starting to feel like a side. I'm like, am I a side piece, my guy? I'm not a side piece. What the fuck you mean? I'm the main entree.
No.
No, but I know. I'm just saying.
But again,
I didn't know that there was a term for those people who do not get off on being penetrated, and they can do oral or whatever, right? I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a label for that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fascinating, because like I said, you know, you don't know what kind of people are out there until you actually start to go out there and put yourself in proximity of them to have a conversation, to, you know, to really sit there and say, hey, you know what, like, this is what I'm looking for a relationship. Like, you know, there's polypods, you know, there's open relationships. There's, you know, there's, again, I'm not going to
swingers.
Yeah. There's in the hetero world, that's what they're called. They're swingers. You know, they don't call themselves open or whatever.
Shawty swing my way.
Right. Show look good to me. But you know, the thing about those, I didn't know when I was 19, what I essentially know now about me and my relationships. I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of felt like I wanted to love somebody early on, but I didn't know that there was nothing wrong with wanting to love more than one person. I felt like in my relationships that there was something wrong with me when I wanted to, you know, pursue other people, or I thought about other people in that kind of way or whatever. Whether the relationships were, you know, long-term or short-term, or didn't even get past the dating, right? So I was very self-conscious about that. But as I got older, I realized when I met other people who had very, you know, similar sort of situations where they were able to differentiate the types of relationships they have either been involved in and what the ones they were actually seeking, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want to say it was after Daniel. So I was 26. I was 26. After Daniel was when I had to really, really get into, like, is there something wrong with me? Do I think that there's something wrong with me? What kind of relationship does that mean that I need to be in? Like, whatever, right? But I also was emotionally distraught because I was heartbroken. You know, I was in a relationship that I really wanted to sit there and see, and it just didn't work out, and it sucks. And, you know, and you love and you lose, right? But like I told you a couple of days ago, I'd rather have loved than to have never known love. You know what I'm saying? But that's different for everybody. You know, the same way we champion relationships, we also should just sit there and applaud that there are people out there who don't want to be in any kind of fucking relationship. They just want to, you know, go out there, you know, absorb energy with people, you know, have sex whenever they like, and then just go back to their own home with their dogs or whoever the hell they live with. And they're at peace with that. You know, the same way that we push relationships, we should also sit there and push the people who don't want to be in relationships, which is acceptable and understandable, you know. But that's the thing. That's the beauty of people, is that not everybody moves and shakes the same. So, like, for you, you are going to be you in the relationship that you seek or what you don't seek, right? And that's great. No one should sit there and knock it in the same way that nobody should. You should never knock anybody for the difference, the different type of relationship or lifestyle they choose to live, you know, because at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We just want to be respected, you know? That's just like the cold, hard facts. So, like I said, I didn't know. It wasn't an immediate thing. And that's the thing about, though, is I understand that there's this huge pressure with people coming to terms immediately when they meet somebody, because nobody wants to waste their time, right? You know, nobody wants to sit there and be in a relationship for 7 years with somebody and then all of a sudden realize, holy shit, you know, like, boom, this person just blew up on me today and said they didn't want to be together, and they're just, you know, they're unsatisfied, and oh my God, why didn't
this? Yeah, because it's one thing to be like, you know what, I know this person no longer serves me, I do not benefit from them anymore, and I need to move on to the next, right? We've outgrown each other, versus, hey, excuse me, we've been together 7-8 years and I'm deciding I want to open. Like, wait, what? But we met when we were like 27, 28. Like, for me, there's a benchmark where it's, you have to realize when you, what I don't like is when a poly or an open person pursues and then awakens a monogamous individual love and then spends it on them later on. That's what I don't like and don't respect. And I just won't get with it. Now, I'm only speaking to a certain point. a certain age, you know? So I feel like, you know, whether it's a tingle, you know, whatever it is that you feel like, you know, and that's where I have a hard issue with, is that because it happened to me, it really happened. And I, even in the very fucking beginning, I was like, yo, tell me right now, because they had just come out of an open type of situation, right? And they, and I was like, hey, are you done? Because even when we start, I remember, I'll never forget, we were watching porn together, and the first couple times they put on threesomes. And I remember I went to the restroom and I called you. I was like, Gio, I don't know if I could do this. Like, he just came out of a whole threesome scenario thing, and then all he's playing is threesomes. Like, I think he may not be done here. And you're like, no, sex is a fantasy. Sex, that just may be what gets his dick hard. Doesn't necessarily mean that's what he wants, right? Or how he sees it. Like, I mean, you can't really gauge a person until you spend enough time with them. But I made it abundantly clear in the beginning several times. I don't know how much more I can say abundantly. If you are not done being open or possibly exploring the poly realm, let me know, because I am not interested, whether at 28 or 38 or 48, to ever open my relationship. I don't give a fuck if it's in every other year threesome. I am not interested in doing that. Now, again, I'm only speaking at a certain age. Now, if you grow up together, you're 21, 22, whatever, right? You started your college sweethearts, and now you're 29, 30, married with the house, sex is getting stale, you want to open. I'm probably speaking more for heteros, but this also can apply to, you know, gay men and gay women. You know, that's okay, but you both have to equally come to that. And it's also okay if one person's feeling it and another person's not. I do not want to sit here and discourage conversations. Conversations need to be had, because then if you make the person feel like they can't come to you about anything, right? Like, then you censor them, and then it starts to fuck with them. And then that's when deceit can start. I do believe in that. Like, you know, before, that's another thing too. I used to not believe that people, this is going to be very controversial, cannot push people to cheat. You can push your person to cheat. You very much so can. As a monogamous man of 34 fucking years, I'm going to tell you now, you can push a person to cheat. It is not your fault, but you do play a part in it.
Okay,
do play a part in it.
Let's break down the areas in which would cause a man to cheat in our world, especially if they're in a monogamous relationship.
For example, you, like you said, you can't get with sides. Yeah. Like, let's say you fell in love with a side, right? Mm-hmm. So, but they're open. You guys are open. You're playing, right? Sometimes together and sometimes individually. But they really don't get it, right? And then you start to fall in love with another one of the... So it looks different for everybody, right? The optics are different. I think for you would probably start to pour into someone else. And then eventually you'll start to lose interest, and then you're done, right? But over here, I feel like a scenario would be, guys, I'm a monogamous person, and I don't believe in toys. I believe you play with the toys that God gives you. If that's not enough, I don't know what the fuck is. Because listen, if the world ends tomorrow and all you got is dicks and ass, you ain't got no fucking fleshlight, you ain't got no rubber pussy, you ain't got no butt plugs, you ain't got nothing. You gotta use what God gave you, or the higher ups, whatever it is that you believe, right? So that's how I look at it. So I feel like for someone like me, for example, my last relationship, I'll be honest, and that's why I posted what I posted earlier. Me and that person were together in a relationship for over 4 years, and he was mostly a top when we first met, right? That man, I'm putting it on the record right now, never fully penetrated me. I've never sat on it. I don't even know what it felt like to take that man's dick. Straight up from the gate up. And ultimately, that fucked with him. I remember he used to tell me, yo, like, you are just so fucking cute. Like, you are just the most handsomest guy I've fucking ever met. So intelligent, everything put together. But you don't want to sit on my dick. Like, what the fuck, Ray? Like, we have to discuss being open. Mm-hmm. Like, he told me that. He told me, he's like, we have to, Ray. Like, stop pushing this away. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I'm still a guy at first. I need someone to bounce on that shit. Oh, that's not real. But you know what I mean? So ultimately, I can't fully blame him for doing what he did, because technically, with the whole where he was skinning and grinning in my face with the friend that he met and fell for, and he fell in love with the side piece, I don't fully blame him for that. Like, I understand we all have wants and needs. What I can't respect and what I won't stand by and what could still get you smacked the fuck up, I'm not speaking to him, I'm saying in general, is there's a way of doing things. But he was scared. I get it. Yo, you love me. The fuck is there not to love? Shit. You're real fucking lucky. Shit, I have to catch myself. You know? But you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, bro. Like, what's up? Like, I get it. I got you fucked up. I don't play hard to get. I play hard to forget. What you mean?
I can't be out here, Ray, calling people culeros and shit.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I get that. I also understand that that part of my brain registers that I did ultimately push that man into the arms of someone else. I did. So I get it. I played a part in that. And I have to be that's why next time I need to be sure that my partner, my next partner, my husband, hopefully he's my husband, I am fully satisfying that man. But to be honest, and I've never said this, I just don't think I love that man as much as he probably loved me. Because he could take my dick, but I mean, my dick obviously wasn't as big as this. Listen, my ex dick, real girthy. But you know what I'm saying? But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like he did. I just don't, because yo, like, I've realized now, I can't believe I'm realizing this at what, 34, 33 at the time, that I have to really love and care for a man in order to be inside me. A man has not been inside me, probably, I'm going to keep it a buck here, is my first, when I was like 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Even the 7-year relationship, we had a, towards the end it was stale, but like in the beginning it was nice. I was more of the top in that one, like I said, but shit, I'm kind of miss me. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, that's disrespectful. But you know, like I get it. Like, so that for me would be some kind of scenario from a monogamous point of view. But also, like, I feel like cheating really doesn't exist in poly, and
you can't open. Say that.
But I'm saying if it did, I felt like my optics would be towards that is Mm-mm. is what I just told you, right? Like, if you fall in love with an asexual person or a side person and they're not fully fulfilling your needs, but you guys are still open emotionally, like, you guys are still emotional, right?
But there's
like,
still, you still have there's an still emotional a, connection. Yeah, but again, remember, every relationship, regardless whether, you know, gay, straight, you know, open or closed, like there's rules and regulations in which that relationship establishes trust. So, yeah. You know, like, I don't want you to come off as saying that somehow, like, you know, it's like you get a hall pass for free because somehow, you know, you're inviting. No.
So what would be cheating for you and Zach? Give me an example.
So Zach and I are very open in regards to communication, right? There are times we play separate because when I was in Dallas, especially when it comes to content or whatever, right? So I would deem cheating, because we had a primary example of a fallout. Remember, it was during the 2020, when we were at the old apartment, right? So,
but that had to do with something else, right?
No, that had everything to do with I'm about to get ruffled. Anyways, so what happened was, is we were there, okay, and mm-hmm. we had a rule, okay, we had a rule that we played together, or we gave the other person an option to opt out if for some reason they weren't feeling that person, right? So that way you give the other person the opportunity to go, you know, if they would like, and you kind of gave them your blessing, right? Mm-hmm. So there was this guy, his name was Keith, white boy, and he...
Take Keith! I can't finish it. You can't finish it. Don't you dare finish it. Don't you finish it.
Fuck these culeros up. But no, like, Keith came into town. And, you know, again, there was, for me, it was just like, did I find Keith attractive? Absolutely. But we were just like, just letting him in, you know, to come hang out with us because he was there on business. So it was just chilling, whatever, right? So this is the time when I had to go to sleep at a reasonable hour to wake up for that shitty ass job that I fucking hated, that thank God I'm no longer part of. And
oh my God, I think I remember this.
Yep.
You woke up hella pissed.
Oh, yes. So what happened was, I was laying down sleeping half groggy, and, you know, unbeknownst to me, Zach and Keith were hitting it off out in the balcony. Okay. And
literally.
No, not to my knowledge, there was none of that. But what happened was, I told Zach, I was like, hey, if you would like to sit there and ask him if he wants to stay the night, sure can. You know, if he wants to play, whatever. Just be respectful about it, all right? Mm-hmm. So, this came from his mouth. So he said, hey, you know what? Like, it was getting late. Like, hey, I know it's getting late and you have your hotel room to stay. Hey, you know what? You're more than welcome to stay here if you'd like. And Keith was like, no, he's like, it's okay. He was like, I'm just going to go back to my hotel. And this is what came out of Zach's mouth. He said, well, do you want us to accompany you? And he was just like, no. And then he was like, well, would you like me to accompany you? And that's when the decision quickly changed for him to, yeah. So right there, he was letting Zach know that he didn't want both of us. He only wanted one of us. So Zach comes in and I'm half groggy, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like the worst person to ask questions unless I'm fully up. So he came and said, hey,
can I have $1,000 for you? Okay,
Fred. he came and like, unbeknownst to me, like, I really wasn't in the headspace to really know what the fuck he was saying. So he said, that's how he told me. He said, I came in there and asked you if I could go with Keith. And you said, yeah. And I was like, I said, what?
And that wasn't really an answer, Zach.
Yeah.
So I need you to look me in my eyes and say, yes, no.
but again, not to sit there and also shed light, we were also having a little bit more arguments than normal because of the shutdown and being together. Yeah. Like, there was just a lot of other stuff that was just starting to escalate, right? So I wake up in the middle of the night. When Zach's not laying next to me, and I know he should be, I freak out. Even if he's in the office or he's downstairs, like, I will immediately I get alerted and I wake up and I'm like looking around. Aww. And I go down. So like, I'm like a dog.
I missed that part.
Kind of like the dog with the lost owner or whatever. Right. Though he don't own me. So, but,
he couldn't afford you. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I love you, baby. So anyways, so I wake up and I kid you the fuck not. I was just like, where the fuck is he at? Cause I'm like, I walk outside, no one's there. Brent is actually asleep in the other bedroom. So like Brent was there too. So I get up and I look at my phone and I look, cause we share each other's location just in case of any kind of emergency or whatever, right?
Wait, did you call me at that point or was this the next morning? I remember some shit going down. I remember
you. Yeah, no, hot. I told you the next day. It was hot. Yes, cause it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'll kill this motherfucker. I don't give a fuck.
But I look at my phone and it shows that he's like half a mile, like a mile and a half, 2 miles away from the house. And I zoom in and it tells me that that's a hotel. I'm like, my God, when I tell you that like not insecurities, but rage infilled me. Ooh, I started to blow his number up. He wasn't answering. It was text messages. Let me tell you, I was wide awake at the moment. That was the only time that I contemplated probably putting my hands on Zach because I was just like, I wanted to slap the shit out of him. So when he got back, we had it out. And I told him, I said, what the fuck you just did cross the boundary, which we did not set. We told each other it had to be the other person had to basically give a hall pass or like a hey, I'm good. Go have your fun. I never gave you that. So basically you went behind my back and did this.
You gave him a
what I'm saying? Like I told
you. What the fuck that was. My hat. Amanda Bynes style.
Oh, the Amanda show. Amanda, please. Anyways, but no, I kid you not. Like that fucked with me. It really did because
I remember.
And, I understand Zach's point where he told me, he's like, you get a lot of attention. He goes, and I feel like I'm your sidekick. And it was just nice to feel this. But let me tell you right now.
No, he didn't spin the block with that. Yeah, no, right, sir. No. He tried to manipulate you. White
but you
boy.
Know, but you
Gender.
Know what?
I love Zach, though. I love Zach, though.
But you know what, though? It was that right there, which I told him, it doesn't matter if you feel like a sidekick, if you feel like a fly on the wall, if you feel invisible. We have established a relationship on communication and you chose not to communicate with me because you just told me right then and there, as soon as you started going through those options that he started saying, no, I'm good. You found the last available option, which was you. And you only cared about that. And that right there, I mean, to be honest
with you. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Yeah.
So I bet you Daniel would have been laughing at that.
You probably would have. And you know what's funny is Keith knew Daniel. Actually, Keith tried to date Daniel, but got the beep. Yes. He got sidelined. Bloop, bloop. Mm-hmm. Anyways, isn't it funny how the world is just really small, even though
it always is.
But yeah, you know, that fucked with me for a long time, because to me, I was just like, oh my God, you know, like, is this what that felt like when I was out there doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get a taste of your own medicine, you start to be like, that doesn't taste good. It tastes really bitter. So,
but those are the beginning of the stages, right? Like, when you guys are getting acclimated.
No,
this was
we
this was like two and what y'all been together, what, 4 years?
Almost 4 years, but this was like
almost two years.
Mind you, but this was year two. This was in like, I want to say it was like the month of July.
Was it 2020?
Yeah, it was 2020. It was like July. Because remember, this one, I was there in Memphis for 5 months. Yeah. So, but let me tell you right now, it sucked because, like I told him, I said, imagine if I would have done that to you and you woke up in the middle of the night, like paranoid as where I'm at. And then you find out I'm somewhere where I shouldn't have been, or that I wasn't fully, then I didn't fully discuss to you where I was. And again, it sucked. But that right there was we were already having problems. That didn't help the situation. It just started to escalate things and get worse. But that's the thing about
the two-year itch. What was the two-year itch?
But again,
you know, I mean, about itches.
Shut up. but you know, then shortly after that, we broke up for 3 months. You see what I'm saying? Like, it got to the point where it was weighing very heavy on our relationship. And it was basically essentially the demise of our relationship, the lack of communication, the lack of respect, the lack of, you know,
you know what I remember from that now that we're starting to revisit this whole thing, right? I remember you saying, Ray, if I ever get Zach back, I'm only focusing on us and that's it. That's it. I don't care. I will do whatever it takes just to be with that man for the rest of my life.
And but you know,
behold, he's 0.001% top on OnlyFans.
No, but you know what though? It's again, you have to go through these trials and tribulations to really test the strength of your relationship. But you don't want to go out there just testing it fucking left and right, because let me tell you right now, when there are blows that are served, there are some blows that you just can't bounce back from. You know what I'm saying?
Say blow one more time.
No, but you know, but that's the thing about the way is again, like, you can be in what other people might perceive as healthy relationships, but when you go in your home and you close that door and nobody can see it but y'all, that's when the real truth of what's really weighing down your relationship. Like, trust me, I'm gonna give you a prime example. Are you ready for this shit? I ain't even told you yet. You ready for this hot exclusive shit?
Give me, drop that hot shit.
Take
it,
fuck these
culeros up. You stupid. Bro, we need to stop saying that, bro. We need to stop saying that because it's going to slip. It's going to slip, my guy.
No, so you know what? I was in Dallas, all right? And I won't tell you when the year was, but I remember this was like shortly after, like I want to say this is actually before Zach got into the picture. There was this guy and we had bomb sex. We just had the chemistry, which is dope as fuck, right? So he told me he was seeing somebody. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, you know, are y'all? He's like, no, because we're actually strictly closed off. He was like, the idea of an open relationship just doesn't really sit well with him. He goes, which just kind of sucks because he's only a bottom, and I have to play top role, which I have a bottom side to itch. And I was like, oh, well, shit, you know, that sucks. I'm sorry. And he's like, yeah. He goes, and of course, we started flirting, sexing, talking about like our past instances, right? So that was really getting him hot and heavy and shit. So then at that point, you know. This is, again, as a single man, I was like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ended up going over to his house because he was talking about it. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, that's not a relationship that I have to worry about. I have no bounds to that. So when I went and, you know, eventually we ended up having sex. Actually, shit, we fucked twice that week, actually.
And messy friend, but go ahead.
But you know what, though? At the end of the day, though, see, the thing about it, though, is, yes, I was very aware, but I had no holding to this man, whoever he was in relationship with him, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's kind of like how you said in the last episode, what a man won't do, another man will. So, period. You know.
No, not period. What the fuck?
What I'm saying,
but it's true. It's true.
Yeah,
true.
But what I'm saying is, see, he was gonna go out there and get his itch scratched regardless. It just sucked that he had to go in a sneaky way. No, it just sucked that you had to go in a sneaky way because he couldn't. Yeah. He didn't feel comfortable talking and having that conversation with his partner. So for me, I didn't see anything to do. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I knew, but I wasn't gonna go out there and sit there and tell his. You know what I'm saying? Like, I needed to scratch too. And you know, again, were we both default? Abso-fucking-lutely. I will sit there and be the first one to admit. But that's
wait, so what is this about?
No. What I'm saying is this connection is in the sense that he was in quote unquote a monogamous relationship. But there was nothing about there was nothing monogamous about what we did.
Yeah, because you're a hoe.
So at the end of the day, I told him too. I said, you do realize that this relationship that you have is not going to work out. And he was just like, well, what do you mean?
I said,
I just fucked you. And I'm like, you are literally walking around with my seed inside you. And
what the fuck? This has got too graphic for me. Visual, please go away. Oh my God.
Warning. Anyways, but I told him, I said, you don't see how essentially this is only going to get worse. And he looked at me, he says, you know, I'm hoping that's he'll true. Come around. I'm like, you're hoping he'll come around or you'll just keep making the decision to just...
Yo, what's on my ex? Did you put dick in my ex? What the fuck?
No, he was a
white boy. Bitch, I will kill you.
He was a white boy.
I will slice and dice you in so many ways you didn't even know possible, okay?
No, but, and you know, the thing about those, to this day, I'm not going to lie, I don't feel bad about it because
you shouldn't. Yeah. I mean, it was some whole shit and it's messy. I feel that way. You know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, he chose to give you the green light.
But imagine, but I even said in the last episode, imagine if we started off young being told the different variations of relationships that can exist instead of a one set, you know, default that everybody kind of keeps trying to aspire to chase. And that's the reason why we people, you know, the polyamorous open relationship people.
How old were they? How old was he?
29. That's the reason why, like, you know, people like us and stuff get the bad rap of, oh, y'all just want to be hoes. No, that's not necessarily the same thing, because people out there who claim they want a relationship can sit there and be comfortable being single, fucking people left and right. So that what's the difference? You see what I'm saying? It's just that we're more open and honest about what we're looking for and what we're wanting. Like, are there people out there who are manipulating the titles? Absolutely, to get what they want. Yep. Absolutely.
Situationships
can be manipulated regardless of what they are. There are going to be bad apples in the bunch. Just keep it real. Whether it's in the gay world, the hetero world, or whatever world. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it, though, is we should start to have this comfortable communication
That's why people need to go to therapy.
Well, the thing about, even therapists need to be educated on this too. You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes you'll have these people.
That's why I chose someone within my community and a person of color and who has years of experience. You have to vet.
But that don't mean
it's so important. No.
But that doesn't mean.
Yo, you're making hella excuses now.
No. What I'm saying is this is what I'm saying. Again, the same way that you talked about, you know, like being stepped out on and on all those kind of things, and it starts with the communication, right? Yeah. It has to start somewhere very young for us to sit there and say, hey, you know what? You know, child that I'm raising. Hey, you know what? Whatever relationship you choose to sit there and go find, just make sure that it's a healthy one and that you're not manipulating or hurting or harming even yourself. But you have people out there who's like, you know, son or daughter, you know, you need to find a man or a woman that's going to love you and only you, because guess what? If they don't do that, if they do the complete opposite, then they don't truly love you. That's manipulation. That's a one
that
size.
Is. No, that
that's
is.
A
that
one,
is.
That's a one default setting relationship. And that's what I'm saying is we need to right now get a hold of that and having the topics of discussion of saying, hey, you know what? When you come out there and you start to date, you know, get a feel. Try to date different people for different, you know, and different various, you know, relationship fields and see which one fits the best for you. Which one do you, you know, like? Because, again, like, think about this. People, you know, we as gay men have a bad habit of shitting on bisexual men because we feel like, oh, it's only
We're not going there.
But let me say the following. Because, again, like, you know, bisexual people can't exist, but there are people out there who say, well, you know, you must like one more than the other. And clearly, if it's the
we're talking about bisexual men, we're not talking about bisexual women. Let's be honest here.
Because
there's a double standard when it comes to being bisexual.
Oh, absolutely. But what I'm just saying is, like, you're almost like you feel like you're being catapulted into accepting one or the other. When in reality, you should be able to accept both without having to worry at further explanation. But that's the thing about those. Everyone wants to ask, oh, so you want to be in a relationship because you just want to fuck people left and right, right? Is that what it is? No. Some people want to love more than one person. Some people have the opportunity, the chance to do so. So why would you want to shit on them? Because you're not happy and you can't find somebody? Or because the person you're with is somehow the fucking end-all, be-all? No, bitch. Fuck you and that relationship horse that you rode on.
No, see, this is why I stick to monogamy, because, like, there's just too many branches here. There's just, it goes off in
there's
too much.
There's always going to be branches, though.
No, I can't do that. No.
But anyways, before, because, you know.
You know, I'm a bonsai tree. I'm not a motherfucking a tree, okay? I'm not an oak tree, okay? I'm a bonsai tree. I grow to a certain extent, and that's it. That's it for me. I ain't trying to spread my fucking trunks out as further as possible. No, I'm not doing all that, okay? Because it's a lot, Gio. Yeah. That's a lot.
Well, yeah.
Like, aren't you tired? No. Like, sit your ass down. As but big and thick as you are, goddamn, aren't you tired of running around?
No, I'm glad you noticed. You know, I'm the grandma tree from Pocahontas. No, but you know, that's what I'm saying, though, is like, again, this is where the judgment factor came in that I talked about, is that we see, like, even though we're joking back and forth, and I know that you're not being disrespectful, other people can sit there and be like, well, Ray, who are you to tell me X, Y, and Z that somehow I need to sit down, don't you get blah, blah, blah? Because some people are equipped to handle that. Remember I told you about...
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we need to get to a point. Don't commit if you're not sure is what I'm saying. Because, listen, we learn a lot from relationships, intimate relationships, yeah. Friendships, work relationships, whatever. We learn a lot from those. But again, my issue is that if you have any inclination, any tingle, a smidge, whatever, bro, you need to listen to that. Because that's coming up for a reason. There's some things where you can just be like, you're going to have doubt in everything. I won't sit here and act like you don't. That doesn't exist. But like, I feel like people know, especially after a certain age. Like, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. You can't keep going around hurting people and then saying, oh, it's an experience. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, it's because I had to do this in order to get here. I get that.
But, you know, a lot of people hide themselves, too, because of, again, like I talked about.
I know starts at home. Yeah, because they don't know how to.
It's not even about that. It's because of judgment. Anytime that somebody opens up and becomes like, hey, you know, vulnerable for a moment, say, hey, you know what? Spouse.
So what, you just go around hurting people? No.
No. I'm just saying is if we felt more inclined and comfortable to speak our truth of, hey, you know what? I've been thinking this. This is the reason why even with Zach and I, like when we have our disagreements, like sometimes he'll tell me, the reason why I don't come to you about certain things is because in the past, you've made it kind of hard for me to open up about certain things. So it's not even just you sometimes. It's even the people that I've been with before who have told me that I was paranoid or tripping or I shouldn't feel like that. And that basically does fuck with his peace to a degree. And that's what
keeps Zach, you come to me. I'll tame this motherfucker.
But you know what? But again, we come from a place of privilege to sit there and say, oh, you know what? Speak your truth. Do this, that, that.
Who? Oh, us.
Yes, you and I. I'm just saying because, again, it's not easy for everybody to identify with who they truly want to identify.
Yeah, I know.
You have people out there who live in
the closet. Zach is a good example, though, because of his background and where he comes from.
But you also have people out there who live in the closet and die in the closet. You see what I'm saying? Because, again, to be them, regardless of what year, they are. You know,
but, again, they are. Listen, there comes a point that I want to stress this now, too, where we are not speaking to the young men, young women, young fluids, young non-binary. I want to be sure that I'm inclusive of all of it, right? We are not speaking to them, to those young developed minds that are still living in your parents' household, in your uncle's household, an authority's household where you have to abide by rules. We're not speaking to those. We are speaking to people who are raised a certain way, come up a certain way, but stay prisoners. You go from victim to volunteer. Because let me tell you, when you want to come out of something, you're going to come out of it. I don't care what anybody says. When you are tired, you will come out of it. This is why I tell people, when you are unsure about something, you either do nothing about it or you fight until the bloody end. That way, when you are soaked in blood, in sweat, in tears, you know you did everything that you could. And you're coming out of it because you are tired and you are done. That's what I'm speaking to. Because there comes a point, and I want to stress this again, where you go from being a victim to a volunteer.
Or a villain.
For whatever reason, if you are there because of your legacy, family, money, or something, yo, then get the fuck up out of it. If you can't be who you truly are, come up the fuck up out of it. No one feels sorry for you. I'm sorry. No one does. Like, sir, like, people have had it harder out here. Way harder. There's some people who are in the penitentiary system who can never fully be themselves because of the people that they're around. They have no control. Yes, they made a decision of doing that, but they are a product of their environment. I'm not saying it's an excuse, but it's a valid reason.
Yeah.
Because all they've known is what surrounded them. When a system is set up to make people of color, especially Black people, to fail, and then you turn around and you tell them, you knew better. Sir, the whole system is set up for me to fucking fail. How dare you sit here and tell me, oh, you are a thief. Mm-hmm. But yet you gave me no resources, no tools for me to fight and become to my full potential. But yet you look down on me when I'm a fucking thief because I'm trying to survive and I'm trying to do the best that I can. No, fuck the government.
But at the same time, though, as passionate as you are in regards to that, like the system, there's also a place to fail when you're following an ideology when it comes to relationship statuses, or sorry, relationship titles that may not necessarily align with you. So you're destined to fail if you follow that. But then again, you have the pressure of everybody.
But you become a choice. It becomes a choice.
Baby, let me tell you, when you say that again, it comes from a place of privilege because you had the opportunity to identify.
But I used to follow heteronormities. And now being 34 in therapy,
yes,
I'm starting to unpack and unravel my new belief system because now I need to figure out.
That's fantastic.
Because I know, but I'm saying I've thought that my life was going to go into a certain direction, right? Mm-hmm. Like I had it all planned out and that's not happening. So now I'm in therapy to realize, hey, the person that I may end up with may not look like what I thought it was. And that's where I'm learning to accept. That's why I'm saying as an adult, I am taking accountability. I can no longer tell myself that I'm a victim because I am now a volunteer to this and I'm being proactive about it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the difference here. Like, you have to stop this fucking excuse of this is who I am. I'm sorry. I'm not with it. I'm not. That is not accountability.
No, you're absolutely right.
Oh, I'm like this because I was born this way or because I'm a fucking cancer. Bro, get the entire fuck out of my face. Listen, I kiki and I laugh about it, right? But when you are starting to, when it starts to bleed into real situations and you start becoming a shitty person for it and you start hurting people, no. No, sir. Especially after a certain age.
No, you're absolutely right.
And I'm going to grow with the proven, it's proven 27 when your brain is fully developed. So that's what we're going to start it at. If you are 27 and up and you still doing fuck shit because you don't know if you're poly or open, sir, ma'am.
Again,
non-binary, fluid, get it together and go to therapy.
I will sit there and say this, but again, when you tell these individuals to go to therapy, and you tell them to seek this information out in which they need to find, who is going to bring it to the forefront if the options aren't available in regards to, hey, you know what?
Just like you find Apple Music, you find new music, you're on TikTok. Don't give me that bullshit, yo. No,
but it's not, again.
No.
The thing about it, though, is that, again, like whether you're, whatever kind of relationship you're looking for, especially if it's not like the heteronormative one, you know, where it's like one person for the rest of your life, like, it's a very taboo comment. It's a very taboo, you know, conversation to have. To some, you know,
I'm bringing nothing but facts to the table, so I don't know what to tell people.
No, I know, but that those are your facts. They need to
know everybody's, it's a proven fact.
Their facts, no. As I'm saying, for the one time, I'm going to actually be right in this when it comes to there are not necessarily a one size fits all type of situation when it comes to how you should respond or react.
You,
but no,
I'm not saying I don't hear you.
No.
I'm saying after a certain age.
Yes,
you cannot keep claiming that.
No, and I will give you that. Yes, absolutely. Especially when you know and you come to terms to who you are. And if you're out there trying to sit there and, you know, put a facade on. But some people put facades on for survival, for whatever reason they see fit. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's right. Let me tell you, it's not right. Because like I told you, when I stepped out on Daniel and my response to him when he asked me why I did it was because that I could. Regardless of what I told him.
And that it was accountability because you could.
Yeah. And it wasn't going to be right. It was never going to be the answer he was looking for. But the thing about it, though, is I didn't know that I was poly-minded or open relationship-minded until I left that relationship. It sucked that I had to break his heart in the process to find out. But imagine if I would have known these types of relationships existed to know that I wasn't fucking crazy when I thought that, oh, shit, maybe I'm a piece of shit for thinking this or there's something wrong with me for thinking these type of things when it came to more than one person. That's all I'm saying is when people feel shitty about the lust or the desires that they're looking for, like imagine, especially when it comes to like, again, just a separate side note, like when it comes to kink, people kink shame.
I could do it for a little kink.
But you know, people
the kink. Remember, I'm jawbreaker.
But you know, people do. You know what I'm saying? They kink shame. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I've kink shamed before. I'm like, oh god, that's not for me. But then again, see how
don't
I just
you
said
lick
that.
Feet?
I don't know. Not all kinds.
You
of
lick
kink,
feet.
Just,
he love feet. The fatter they are, you know how many times I've had conversations. Ray, he has such a beautiful chubby feet. I just wanted to kiss them and make love to it and hug it like a teddy bear. I'm like, fuck off my phone with that. You said that many of times. Well, not word for word, but you know what.
No, I mean. And you know what though, like.
Ew, he's about to gush over it.
Oh my god! But I guess, like, again, you gotta put what you want out there. You know, a little side note. You know, the guy that we're talking about, like, oh, yes. Such
we're not.
Feeling.
No, we're not gonna go off the feet. This is a whirlwind. You know what I mean? Let's stay on topic.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, but again though, like, we are so quick to judge immediately when it's not our normative.
I'm not judging Gio.
I'm not saying you're judging.
But we become grown ups at some point. Like,
yes,
we cannot
but
keep
we should be
hand holding folks. We can't.
But you know what? I'm gonna use this. Like, all right,
when you know better, you do better.
Yes, you're right. But when you know of all the available options to you or the direction to find said options, yes, you do better. But when you are told repeatedly, this is the type of relationship you should aspire to want, and the other ones are just, you know, heathen behavior or whatever, you know, type of shit you're being told. That's what I'm saying, is that we live in a society where people are having to suppress their desires and wants and actually real life that they would like to live because other people have some shit to say. Or... because, you know, again, a fear of repercussion. Like I told you, the phone call that I had with my sister this, you know, earlier and stuff like that. Like, she should have to be, she should be able to live her true existence without fear. But unfortunately for her,
she's so pretty.
Because, you know, she happens to be a trans woman of color. She still has that fear, and I have to remind her, and it fucking sucks.
Body banging.
Yes. But it sucks though that I have to sit there and tell my sister, yo. Yeah. You need to sit there and you know, err on the side of caution for every single thing. You need to look at people when they show you who they are. That these people, you know what I'm saying? Like, just different things of that nature.
And by the way, fuck them dudes. When we see them, it's up.
You know, we'll have to talk about that subject, you know, later on or whatever with its own, you know.
We should totally have your sister on.
We should totally, but she
at some point, right?
She's gonna be wilding.
That's fine. I mean, what's the difference from you? She a little tame, probably, right? Compared to you.
She gonna sound like this on the phone. Hi guys.
I'm not really
thinking. No, I love my sister. But you know, but at the end of the day, like, but it's like I told my sister, I love her and I want her to be able to feel like whatever she chooses to identify as, she shouldn't have to explain herself other than whoever she's trying to entertain, and they just respect it.
Yeah.
But you know, again, I will agree with you. Yes, there are people out there who know for a long time of what they really truly want. You know, and let's sit there and say, as an example, right? Let's sit there and say there's a couple out there, and the one person who they've been together for 20 years, right? But for like 10 of those years, they've said, you know what? They really wanted to try something in a relationship that, you know, somehow the topic never came up because their significant other somehow always kind of pushed them on a hush mode. You know what I'm saying? And you start to build resentment towards that person. Yeah, you start to build resentment towards that person. So you think you can sit there and say, hey, you know what? You know what? He's right. You know, let me go ahead and just put this, you know, on the back burner. But you only can put something on the back burner for so long before it starts to creep at the forefront. So at the end of the day, this healthy, you know, from the outside perspective, this healthy 20-year relationship that's thriving and going is now crumbling inside, and you don't even know it. And now this person's stepping on the person. Now this person says, hey, you know what? We built a life. I don't want this life with you anymore.
We also need to promote more of sex therapy. I think people would really benefit from
yes,
that.
But I'm,
after I'm done with my journey on this, I'm going to go to sex therapy because, yo, I want to know how to, like, fully, you know, take it. That's been my problem, girls. You know, I mean, I'm an emotional person, so sex for me is very emotional. It's sentimental. It's I have to have a strong connection in order for somebody to insert their penis inside my booty. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not one of those who gives it all willy-nilly. So I understand the emotional aspect, but at the same time, like, and even I've gone to UGO, like,
I said, imagine
how I pray for this friend.
No, but
well,
imagine
you put the lime in the car. Yeah.
But you know, even at the, you know, like, having that kind of conversation is still a taboo for some people, and it shouldn't be. Conversations of all types, unless you're talking about like harming people or harming children or elderly people, should not feel like they should not like have the comfort to be able to discuss that with people they feel, you know, inclined to trust. But to kind of piggyback off of what just Ray said, he want to be a super freaky girl. He want to be able to.
I still haven't listened to that song.
He want to be able to lick it. He want to be riding. He want to be slipping and sliding.
I do jumping jacks on the D.
He want to do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside.
I forgot you're not hip to TikTok. Gio hates TikTok.
Whatever.
Only when I send him a Leah stuff.
And he'll be like, yes. Oh, friend.
I don't grab a too black. I'm going to sound like one of those little wind-up dolls and shit. Anyways. But no. Like, okay, yeah. I, you know, again, it just, we need to promote healthy comfort zones when it comes to topics and discussion. We need
and
to
open
promote
communication exactly. And understanding and listening, not listening to respond, but to listen.
Exactly. But too many people do that though. And you and I have fallen guilty of that too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In the past.
It's instances. Fallen on deaf ears. Trust me.
Yeah, trust me.
We've been there, done that recently.
Mm-hmm. But you know
been
what?
Been there, done that, got a t-shirt.
But yes, but we need to stop attacking other types of communication. Because as soon as we hear things, I'm not saying we, like you and I, I'm just saying we as a society, when we start to hear things that go against our beliefs or our patterns or whatever you want to call it, we immediately start to say, we shouldn't do that. Because if we want to keep progressing, if we want to say we're progressing forward, then we need to progress forward. Because that type of behavior only sits there and keeps people at a standstill. That keeps people from living their truth. That keeps people from saying, you know what, I'm going to suppress it and just deal with it. Like, we already have to suppress a lot of shit. Why would we want to be able to why would we want to keep adding to the suppression? You know what I'm saying? Like, we should be able to live in a world. I know this is going to sound like a magical kingdom and shit that I'm building, but you know, this is just the basics. You should be able to sit there and be who you.
I wish with all my heart
to fly with dragons
in the land of heart. Oh, there you go. Yeah. I used to say fart.
I used to be able to like a land of heart or some shit. I don't remember where the fuck. But that's what we should be able to do without hesitation.
No, I definitely want to promote open dialect, right? Open dialogue. Let's all have a conversation. Let's all have
a kiki.
The conversation with, you really don't want to have those conversations and they're really hard. But I think after a certain age, you get to the point where it's like, there's nothing that you can't tell me, right? We're speaking at us. Mm-hmm. Listen, I was the same when we had the conversation where he was like, I want to open this because you're not doing X, Y, and Z. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. I said, listen, I was lying out the bottom of my fucking fronts though. I was like, because he's like, what would it take for me to, for us to get to that point, right? Even if we had like an annual one or maybe every now and then. I was like, listen, I got to be married. But I was lying on my fronts. I was like, listen, I ain't giving this man shit. The fuck? He got enough balls to ask me that. But at the same time, I had recognized.
You also respect him for
saying that. No, I did. I respect it because we were finally opening up. Mm-hmm. And then it was a turn on. And then we were like having sex or making out. And it was getting hot. And it was just like, yeah. But like the thought of it, the fantasy of it was enough for me, but never the actual follow through. Right.
Yeah.
So I was still open about it. And you can still do those things. Like, I don't know. It's just all about, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. That's really what it comes down to.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I really want to stress this because I know I talked about this, but there comes a point in time where you go from victim to volunteer. And guys, it's time to level up. It's time to progress. It's time to do better. Like, I get it. Not everyone enjoys therapy. Okay, cool. But if you know you're never going to fix that, stay the fuck away from people or connect with people who are like you. If you have no interest in changing or evolving and growing, then just stick around with people like you. I'm not knocking you. I'm not trying to judge you. I promise you. But just don't go around hurting people. Again, do whatever the fuck you want. Just don't go around hurting people intentionally because we are humans. We make mistakes. We all hurt each other. I've hurt my sister. I've hurt my mom. I've hurt a loved one. I've hurt a coworker. We will hurt people. It's just a part of life. But what I'm saying is that what are we doing to try and be better and not have to make the same mistake of hurting people over and over and over? Listen, because I've made a lot of mistakes and I plan to make a whole lot more. But again, there's a cost at telling the truth, but there's an even greater cost at lying. And just please remember that. That's it. That's it.
And at the same time,
and whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe. I'm just kidding.
But you know, at the same time though, just
God, we gotta get you on TikTok. Go ahead.
Why? Oh God. Anyways, you gotta just also be open to other people and receptive to how they see you as a trust figure to open up about certain things. Because I also do feel like a lot of these things, when we're like outside, like, you know, I told you, like when we're at a party and we're hanging out and having a good time, you know, nobody wants to have the vibe being brought down. But at the end of the day, if someone's choosing to sit there and use you as a confidant, to sit there and say, hey, you know what, like, do you want to pick your brain for something? We shouldn't sit there and be like, no, you know, this is not the right setting, or whatever the case. Like, we need to stop dismissing people, because that's how people retreat. And when people retreat, there's no coming back for them sometimes. You see what I'm saying? So you have
you
to
know,
be-
You know what I like about myself is I'm able to pull anything out of anyone. Like, I really am. Like, I'm so trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Like, people just have this attraction to me where they're like, I feel like I can tell you my whole life story. And they'll literally divulge their entire life. And
my cousin Easy is the same
It's
way.
A good thing. It's a good thing. That's probably why you're attracted to both of us in an emotional way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, I love that part about myself, because I start to get a full understanding, a full grasp. Maybe not like 100%, but I get a good picture out of people when it comes when they divulge their life to me, because I appreciate that. I like having the label of being trustworthy, or the vibe, or the energy. I really do, because let me tell you, I'm a vault. I got a lot of secrets. People, I love it. I love that shit. But, you know, I'm like Gretchen Wieners. That's why my hair ain't that big. That's why my belly's so big. It's all full of secrets.
You stupid.
I wanted to go to my booty, though. I want a bigger booty.
Go get your knees done. Get taller.
Bitch, you stupid. Yeah. No, but definitely. Like, I don't know. Like, let's just do better, people.
Yeah,
let's be better people.
We got to.
There's nothing wrong with being better. That's it. Like, you don't have to be the best, but let's grow. Mm. Let's, as a community, and I'm speaking, you know, to our gay men and gay women and fluid and non-binary, like, let's do better. Let's move better. Let's think better. Let's support better. Let's listen better. Let's do it all better, to the best of our ability, if not better, but to the best of our ability. That's all we can hope for, because it sucks that while we don't have any type of, well, not as heavy as we do now, right? Because again, mm-hmm. for millennials and forwards, they have a lot of icons now. We have a lot of representation on TV now, on media, everywhere you look. Like, we have those. We have people to look to. We actually have gatekeepers and founding fathers. We have those now. So it's there, Gio. That's why when I say this, it comes from a place of like, we have the resources. We just need to reach out. And even if they don't reach out, try to do your best to identify it and maybe reach out to them. Like, check in on them, recommend things. Listen, being a real friend is not always agreeing and sitting there and indulging them. Being a real friend sometimes is having those hard conversations, say, yo, my guy, my girl, whatever you identify as, you did some fuck shit and I got to call you out. I love you, but we got to fix this, baby. We got to do better. I mean, and again, you know, I'm a work in progress, because I can't speak for myself, because, you know, I'm going through some fuck shit too. But I'm just saying, like, my intentions is what really gets me through the night. What lets me know that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I know my intentions are in the right place. And there's nothing or nobody that can question that. Because you want to know why? Because I've worked on myself. I've unpacked a lot. And I'm a full realized individual when it comes to how I move with other people. That's it. That's all. That's all I got.
Preach, friend. Preach. Take heed. Fuck these culeros up.
Anyways. Oh, God. Dio, yeah. Por
that's
favor.
That's my new thing.
Culeros up.
Don't say that.
What about you, friend? What about you, friend? Any announcements? Anything?
Well, yes.
Oh, yes. What? Remember? Shutdown.
Oh yeah.
Shutdown.
No, we talked about that earlier though. Oh yeah, so
No. On the, you know, the original one, yes, we did. Remember you opened up with that, but didn't this time.
I don't remember. Text me.
Gio and Zach have now decided that it's pretty set in stone that they are actually looking to move to Chicago.
Yes.
That's yes, it's going to be in the works.
Yep, yeah, and that's where I feel like it's kind of been pulling us for a while. I feel like, you know, hey, at the end of the day, we got this. Our hustle is going to be, you know, called into question and see how much we want this. And I'm going to go. Yeah, it's very exciting.
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm going to visit all the time because Memphis was hella boring and hella hot.
You know what?
Hella woods.
You know, I did tell Zach that I want to get my concealed license. He was like, I don't know if you can get a concealed license. I was like, I bet you I can. Anyways.
I cannot with you. No, so you do not need a gun. That's the last thing you need, bro.
No, I want to be like Laura Croft with a little ponytail and shit. Just like.
I hate you right now. Like when you were in your Sailor Moon costume and Halloween. Bro, that was fire, though. I won't lie. That shit was fire.
I know.
That was, bro, you should send me that pic and I'm going to upload it for this episode.
Charlie's Angels.
Drew, Lucy Liu, Cameron. Remember she they called her Cameron?
What about girl
like,
Drew?
Yeah. They didn't call her Cameron. They called her Cameron. This was Cameron.
And Destiny, Charlie's Angel. Come on.
You know what's so funny? As a child, we used to remix songs. Like, you know, the shoes on my feet, I stole it. You know, we were just trying to go stupid. Everything was about that.
That was the remix.
Yes. Anyway, so we can go ahead and close this off.
You got the quote, right?
Yes, I got the quote. I got the bag.
Wait, do I got any announcements? I don't. I had a hell of an announcement on the original one. But you know what? I'm going to keep my motherfucking mouth closed.
I was choked to death on that one. Yes.
You were like, hey.
Right? You were like, it's a slicer and dicer. And I was like, okay, ready to go.
I.
Oh, Shanae Jenkins will always live on.
Your mama tripping with you. Shanae. Oh God!
People YouTube, everybody like fucking nuts.
Yeah, okay.
I need to give me a shout.
K-E-Y low, low.
Don't you forget it, Baldy. yes, you know, there's a lot of good stuff, and you know, the crazy thing about it is we're about to be in the month of September, so basically, this means we've been going at it for almost 3 months, my guy.
I know. Breakups and everything, tears.
Right. All right, so here we go. The quote is, no matter how dirty your past is, your future is still spotless. Take with that as you may. So, thank
you,
Thaddeus.
Okay, Mr. Clean.
Right? Okay, Mr. Limpio. Anyways.
oh, God.
Senor All right, Limpio.
Guys. All right, fatties. We are out. We love you guys. Until next time, peace, love, and cinema.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Oh, my God. Bye.
Bye.